The UN Refugee Agency reports the fighting on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday was the worst in months. The UNHCR says the situation in Mogadishu remains volatile and tense. It says people are living in fear. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says more than half of the 90,000 people who fled the capital over the past week have settled along the road linking Mogadishu to Afgoi, some 30 kilometers to the west. She says there are already about 100,000 displaced people in Afgoi who fled the capital earlier in the year.
So the latest number of people who have fled to that area, about 47,000, have joined those 100,000 displaced already. So they're now crammed into the little huts and things which have sprung up all around the road linking the capital with Afgoi. So they're now squeezed into these tiny little huts. There's a lack of food, sanitation, water, all of the basic necessities of life.
The World Food Programme says it has been distributing more than 2,500 tons of food to the newly displaced, living in 27 different spots along the road to Afgoi. WFP spokeswoman Christiane Bertillon says people are receiving the equivalent of 1 month's supply of food. She says most of the displaced are women and children, many of whom are now living with relatives who fled Mogadishu earlier in the year. She says WFP has not yet resumed the distribution of food in Mogadishu. That was suspended after the head of WFP in the city was detained by the transitional government last month.
But we're going to start what we call a wet food program for 50,000 people suffering from malnutrition following an agreement that we have signed with a Somali NGO.
The UNHCR reports 450,000 people fled Mogadishu this year. This brings the total number of internally displaced people in Somalia to an estimated 850,000. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.